Parshas Lech Lecha is the parsha starts with Avram. The parsha deals with Avram. Avram is understood to be the first Maimon. There's Lashon Rambam someplace where he speaks about him being Rosh Lecha Maminim, or he's the Yisod of Maminim. Al Kaponim, that's Avram Avinu's Midah. And we tend to think of Emunah, the matar of Emunah is to do things blindly, the safe pasuk of Emunah is to do things blindly, just following and so on. I want to try to understand it differently, that Adrabah, Emunah zecha timtzav of something. We'll see. There's the two big nisayonis, the first and last nisayon, according to some sheets, was the last nisayon of Avram Avinu. The first one was Lech Lecha. Again, if he said Apsukim, so you have, he tells him to go Ela Oretz Asher Eka. So the Oretz Asher Eka is a mysterious, it's part of the Nisayon, it's part of what makes the Nisayon difficult. I'm sending you off to some place that at some later date I'm going to tell you where I want to send you to. In the Nisayon, the Akedah, it says, so in both places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toila, doesn't tell him where. And that's sort of part of what makes the Nisayon more difficult. You need to trust more in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. But there's a big difference in the Shinu Lashonis, in the Lashonis. Over here it says, Oretz Asher Ar'eka. And in the Pasuk over there it says, Alacharar Masha Oymei Lecha. L'chura, if we ask ourselves, Oymei Lecha fits a lot more. When you tell somebody, just keep going and I'll tell you when to stop. And more than that, it's kind of a test in Emuna, and it's something which is going to want to show that Avram Avinu is as faithful as can be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no questions asked. Asha Oymei Lecha is a much better phrase to use. Oymei Lecha means whatever I tell you. You do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, I listen. And that's all there is to it. The fact that he said that Ashar Eka is a little bit strange in the context. In the context, the ultimate of it would have been to say Oymei Lecha. So there's obviously a difference in the matara of the tzivui in Lech Lecha to the matara and the tzivui of the Akedah. We find another two interesting places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram to use the Koyach HaRe'iyah, so to speak. If we're using the word Areka, coming off the word Areka, we have like this. We have that in the Pasuk, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiach to Avram Avinu, children, he says, Habet na shamayma. That's where he tells him to look up. So Rashi says, to be moitzes efen saginus. And then Avram Avinu told him that, Vayema Vashem amal Avram, achi porid loit me imoi, sonay necho re'eimin amokish ha'imet shom, tzafay negukeid mevyama, kes kolosh ataruya lechot nena zachar ha'ilom. So he told him, take a look. Once light was gone, take a look and see everything, and everything that you see, that's going to be yours. It doesn't seem to be any particular reason. Meila, when it says kum is halich ba'aretz, so kum is halich is a p'china of a kinyan of some sort. Halicha is a type of kibush. There's a possible in kinyanim when you go on the meitzer. There's some sort of element. Rabban says doing a meisa. So there's kumis halach baretz is part of like a sheirish of kibush. Sonei nechor eimin amoksha ashat hasham tzfai negrikein yoma. It seems to be extra. It's not clear what in the world it's doing. Okay, so it seems whatever it is that some sort of special avoda by Avraham Avinu of avoda of rei of some sort. The Medrash says on the pasuk of Chacham Eina Beroish, the Medrash says Chacham Eina Beroishoy, it is Zeh Avram. Ksul b'choshech hoylech, that's Nimrod. And there's Mikra Echad Lekulam, it is Kuloshen Tmiya, that it can't be that they're both the same because people remember Avram and they don't remember Nimrod. That's the Loshen of the Chazal here. The Pasuk says, Chochmei V'roish, Oksil B'choshech hoylech, Umikra Echad, and so on. So Chazal Darshan, so first on Chazal Darshan is pasuk as applying to all sorts of people. So this is the first place where, so the first people that it applies to is Avram and to Nimrod. The whole application of this pasuk, I mean, if this pasuk was trying to apply Avram is wonderful, Nimrod is bad, there are hundreds of psukim in Tanakh that you can stell to that, you know, Ashi Mishaholach and Ashi, you know, and so on, and Veloyamad. You can pick every single pasuk that speaks about Tzadik and Rosh and say, this is Avram, this is Nimrod. Is there anything special about Chochem Eina Beroish, Uksil B'choshech Hoylech? Atachlis, at the end of the day, this is good, this is bad, Avram is good, Nimrod is bad. What else is the tzushtel? Is there a special tzushtel that Avram is Eina Bereshoi and somehow Nimrod is Ksil B'choshech Hoylech? What's the tzushtel? Is it something about Eina Bereshoi being Magdir Avram Avinu's Tzitkis, Maila, over Nimrod, and it's in this area? What is it exactly? Some of the other ones also not see the same, but this is the first one, and this is the first set that we come up with. So let's try to understand a little bit about this Inyan Tak of Re'ia. The Zohar Kodesh says that Re'ia, in two or three places, the Zohar Kodesh mentions things that are shayach, unique to the Koyach Re'ia of Avram. It says, the Zohar Kodesh says that Re'ia is Shayach to Avram, Shmia Shayach to Yitzchak, Re'echa Shayach to Yaakov, that Avram Avinu's Yichud is the Inyan of Re'ia. What does that mean? I mean, what is it? Yeah, we found three, four words of what Re'ia, you know, the word Re'ia by him, so what? The Arizal says that Adam was choyte with his re'ia, and it was this galgul to Avram. So there's something, some very, very core nekuda in Avram that is shayach to the world of re'ia, and it's a core mid of his. And it distinguishes him. It's a tikkun adam rishon's chet with Re'ia, and it is in contrast to Nimrod's halicha b'choshech. So let's understand a little bit about what we mean by Re'ia, why Avraham Avinu shayach to that parasha specifically. One of the memchas dvarim, the third nixes behem, is emunas chachamim. L'chura, that seems to be the hefech of what we expect. Torah is chachma. Chachma means that I question, ask, that I know something because I know it. So where does Emunas Chachamim fit into that? So it probably is like the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, the famous Gemara about the Ger, the older Ger in the kingdom of Skaya, that Shamir was Deicha and Hillel was Mekabel. So one Ger came and he said, a potential Ger, and he said, I'm willing to be Kabbal to Hashem Iksav, that's fine, Teir Shabbal Peh, I don't buy into. So Hillel chased him away, Shamir chased him away, Hillel said, fine. So he started teaching to Hashem Iksav, and he told him, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, very nice. The next day he came in to learn, he told him the opposite. So he said, one second, yesterday he has to tell him like this, today he told him like this. So he said, so you see that even Torah Shabbat Ksav, you have to depend on somebody telling you this is an Aleph, this is a Beis, this means this, this means that. So if you're Sayyim Echami for this, you have to Sayyim Echami everything. In other words, it's very interesting. In both cases, the Hillel that said to learn Torah al regel achas, and he told him v'aftarach kamoicha, and in v'aftarach kamoicha it includes both. The one it's a side point, but just to learn up the Gemara correctly, the Hillel's gadlus wasn't that he settled for one foot. Hillel's gadlus was that he understood how in one foot you have both feet. He told him va'afrach kamoicha, and in va'afrach kamoicha includes Ribbono Shel Olam also, like Rashi says. In this also, he told him there's no such thing as Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shebaal Peh. You can't read the letters and words without someone telling you how to read, what to read, what does it mean, taich. So at the end of the day, Torah Shebaal Peh is munach in Torah Shebaal itself, except that in Torah Shebiksav it's less nicker. In Torah Shebaal Peh, it is more. It's the Hedya. This is Halacha Mishum Sinai and so on. But Lemaisa, both of them are included in Torah Shebaal Ksav as well. That was his answer. So we see from here like this: he came to learn Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh leHedya is Chachmas Adam. The words that you use when you express your understanding and your achras hadas is nearly divrei so and so, nearly divrei this, roya niestvarav. The word roya means that I understand it, and just like we use it colloquially. When a person says, when I come tell somebody, the person says, I see it in front of my eyes. I don't need you to tell me. Or, hafuch. I see not like that. You know, what you're telling me is hefuch, what I see around me. Re'iyah is havana, tfisa, understanding, chachma. That's all re'iyah. And therefore, whenever I see with my own eyes, the chush of re'iyah is specific to chachma. And my own chachma, me, shmiya is I relying on somebody else. So Torah itself is havana, it's understanding and so on, but it can never start with that, because at the end of the day, the shrashim are always coming from someplace else. The very fact that I think in a certain way, who put that in my seichel? Who put those axioms in my seichel, my das? The shrashim and the asaydis are always coming from somewhere else. So the mahalach is, if I start without emunah, I have nothing. It's just like, if I take nothing for granted, then I have nothing, and therefore there's no way in the world I can build something, I can do anything. So I need to rely and depend, and then I extrapolate and I deherit with my own das. So emunas chachamim is, and that's why emunas chachamim is not Torah, but it's one of the necessities. It's one of the Chazvam needed to be kind of Torah. if I question my Rebbe's Torah in terms of the basic Torah Shabbat Peh, in terms of the Torah Shabbat Peh that Chachma Adoris had given us over from Dor Mador, if I don't have a moon in that, then I'm building a quicksand. So I'm building a pilpul, and the end of the pilpul could be that it's that my Rebbe is all wrong in terms of Mesiris. I'm talking about Shikla Das. So then I have nothing. Then I'm building on water. It means nothing. So if a person wants to move, if a person wants to have Torah, the person must have emuna to build on. Once I have a salah, I know this and this we were mekabel from Sinai. This and this is Aleph, this and this is Beis, this and this is Gimel. Now I can read and understand. But without that, I don't have it. It's true in a very specific sense. It's true in the specific sense of Torah that we're talking about. It's true, furthermore, it's true in the big picture. In the big picture, emunah is the foundation, and then once I have a foundation, I can build weiter. So if a person remains a muscle, if a person says, I'm a very, very big tzaddik, I was mekabel all these wonderful halachas from Rebbeim, I chas v'sholom don't want to taint it with my thinking and my pilpul and my ezipatayr and this and that. So the person is a shaita. He's not a big tzaddik. He's either an atzlan and using tzidkis as a disguise, or he's pashut a shaita. The package is given to you so that emunas chachamim is not Torah. It's what is necessary to be kind of Torah. It's one of the chazon. That's a nickness. That Torah is nicks with it. So the emuna needs to be very firm, and then I need to say, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave this to me so that I can learn and understand. He gave me a seichel and das and a nayim lirois, so that I can understand and be misamek in what I was given to understand. So it's true in Torah, and it's true in the big picture. And the das, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Adam the koyach of das and havana, and that's what Adam is. Adam, it says, his sheer kaimer was 100 am, and he could see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. His re'iyah was makif everything. That's what his re'iyah was makif. Where did Adam sin? Adam had one nekuda of emunah, and that nekuda of emunah was that Tov and Ra is by Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Nachash told him that if you eat, and we don't pay attention to this, but the Nachash's pitch, his first pitch to him was, he said, "Ki yodea lekim ki b'yom acholchem imenu v'nifkechu einechem." Your koyach ha'ri'iyah will cover everything. You won't need emunas chachamim as one of them chesvan shatoy niknas behem. You'll start with yourself. It'll all be ria, and it, you know, on the face of it, the logic works. Ma doch if you use koyach ha'ri'iyah for 99% of what you know and understand, 100% the chalachas kama v'kama. So it comes with a lumdus also. That was the Nachash's pitch. That was pitch of nifkechu einechem. So the chet of Adam Arishin was a merida in the koyach in this koyach, where the koyach hari'iyah that Adam could see in the whole world around. He in other words, his koyach hari'iyah was makif the entire bria, and the only point of emuna that he needed was tov and ra, and now he wanted to swallow that up also, and it'll all be ri'iyah. That was the pagam of it. That's what the Rizal means. It was nizgalgal in Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the matar of Avram Avinu, as is the matar of any emuna, wasn't that it stay emunadik, that the person just be mekabel the Ribbono Shel Olam was everything, and therefore I need not to open my eyes, I need not to understand. Adrabba, once I have that yesoid, once I have the yesoid of emunah, so now I am going to be able to understand. Because the Tachlis Adam is to understand. The Tachlis Adam is to know and to understand, and its Koach Riyah should be marked into Ibriya. But it has to stand on emunah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Ad Parashas Lech Lecha is the world of emunah. The Kifshna Eish, and so on. It says, the Lashon of Chazal over here is, it's like a person who passed by and he saw Bira Deleka, it's a very, very famous marshal, and he said, Klum Yesh Bailim Le Bira, and Hitzitz Olav Bala Bira. The word Hitzitz Olav, so it could mean the Bala Bira peeked out from a crack someplace. That's not exactly the flow of the Chazal. It's almost as if he allowed himself to be seen by Avram. So Parashas Lech Lecha marks the point where Avram finishes building the bedrock of Emunah, and now he begins to see that the Hitzatzel of Balabira, the Balabira has appeared to him. And now begins Riyah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Ar'eka could mean the place where I'll show you. The Tachlis is to see, to be Teifis. Kedusha and Toiv. The Zohar Kodesh says it also, that Tamon, in Chutz La'aretz, you can't see. It's you'll never see. In Eretz Yisrael, you can see. At Israel is a place where I can see. And that's why Soy Necha, or Re'ei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the world of Re'iyah. He opened up the world of Re'iyah, Havana, Tfisa, because that's what lies in At Israel. The Akedah, I think the difference is, it says that how come by the Akedah, how come Yitzchak was blind? It says that one of the pshatim is that the Malachim were crying by the Akedah, and the tears from his eyes, and that's how he became blind. Yitzchak became blind. The point of that is that the Akedah itself is an event that is Mufka from Havana and Tfisa forever. And as yes, we can say now it's a test and snap, but the Akedah Mitzat Atzma, the Musig of being Oiked, a Ben, was a parasha that was given to us not to understand. It's one of those that belong to the world of Emunah. And that's why we have its schar, and we can always stand and daven on it. It's a midah that's not in Avram's midas, not mitzad rachmim, not mitzad riyah. It's not something that belongs to the world of Havana. There's no Havana, no tfisa in Akedah, as the and it all stays in the world of Emunah. So Avram Avinu had one isayin or one gilui, asha oimer lecha. Go to a place. There are places you have to go to, that it always stays Omer Lecha. It'll never be Ria, but the main arena of the Avod of Avram is the Mok Mashar Echa. So we have two Mehalchim of Avram Avinu, and they're one because they only make sense together. Ria, Havana, and Tfisa. Without Emunah, doesn't exist, and it's just like there's no Torah Shavuot. If you don't rely on anything or trust anything, it's impossible. So if there's no nekuda of absolute emes that I can't be choyke v'dayrish, that I can't understand why, then it doesn't. I can't. I mean, even Chachma Sumas Olam understand today. You can never. No Chachma ever is self-sufficient. Every Chachma must rest on some sort of Hanachas, and that Hanacha, when it's Ribbono Shel'Olam, that's called Emuna. From that point onwards, we must. Adam is created not to sit where he is. Adam is created to build. Once I have a bedrock, now start building a building. And that's where Ria and Havana and Tfis and Ian start. Avraham Avinu was not only was Avraham Avinu, that was his Midah. Avraham Avinu's Midah was that he was opened up the eyes of the world as well. It says, Chazal, it says he had, Avraham Avinu had an Evan Toiva around his neck, and anyone who would see it would be Nisrape. In other words, it opened up people's Koyach HaRi'iyah. They would see a big light, so to speak. And that was the refuah for the world. There's another place, it says, by Tamar, it says she was sitting ala ayin. So Gemara Saita that it's zubesa shel Avram shekol heinayim tzefius. I think it says that all the eyes in the world looked at it. It was the place of Einayim. The Rambam, when he speaks about Avraham Avinu in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, in the whole first perek, the Rambam dedicates to understanding how Avodah Zarah came to the world, and the process of how Emuna degenerated into Avodah Zarah. It was a process of a few mistakes. How Avraham Avinu came to Hakara, and that's the next part. And then it says that Avraham Avinu began going from place to place, Kori B'Shem Hashem. He was teaching people Emunah and so on. And he says, wherever you go, he would talk about it. And then it says, people would ask him questions, and he would be Meshiv Kolechot Kefi Daitoy. One understanding of that, and it's interesting because the Rambam doesn't say these things without Mekoros and Chazal. I'm not sure where what he's learning up like that, but in understanding what it means that is Meshiv Karachifi Daitoy, so the Pashto Pshat is that in Yonim of Emuna, different people have different things that are miskabel aladas. One person likes such a mashal, one person likes such a mashal, one person likes this insight, that insight. There is an emes, that Hashem Echad, that's emes, but how to be matimit to people, how to make it palatable and convincing is a skill that it requires to understand each one and so on and so forth. If that's pshat, which again I think it is the more pashut pshat in the Rambam, then it's simply telling us, I guess, Avram's skill in kiruv, so to speak. I don't know exactly where that. I'm sure it's a Chazal. I'm sure he's coming off a Chazal with this, but I'm not sure where exactly. I think there's another knetch in line of what we're saying. Avram Avinu's job was not to plant Emunah in the Bria. He was coming to be Mesaken the Tzuras Adam, that Adam was Mekalkel. Adam's Kilkel was not only the chipping away at Emunah, the undermining the Emunah, but rather, once you undermine Emunah, the whole building comes crashing down. It's like Moshe Ma'adava Doima. If somebody comes and he's standing on the top floor of a big building, expensive penthouse, and he begins wrecking the walls. So I get very upset. This penthouse is worth millions of dollars. You caused me such a hezek. Let's say instead he goes down to the bottom of the basement and he starts banging away at the foundation. So he's being machir the whole building. Adam Arishna, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on him and he made him le'ein erech smaller than he was. Instead of his eyesight going around the world, it barely goes beyond his dalaramis. So Adam's eyesight became diminished, and that was the kilkel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matar in the Bria was Adam's kaima. So Avraham Avinu, once people accepted the Yisraelis of Emuna, now he needed them to be tefeset with their das. It was the second section of what Avraham Avinu has come to do. So going back to the question of Avraham versus Nimrod, Achachem Eina Bereishai, the difference between Avraham and Nimrod was, Nimrod, it says, was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Meirid Boi. That's exactly what exactly where Adam HaRishon is Chet was. It wasn't the Pshat, it was a stupid peasant, you know, just they didn't care for it or just whatever it is. He was Makir Rabbi Shalom. But it was irksome that 99% of everything I understand, my das can come up with everything and be omer on everything, all the emes, and there's this 1% not. So I'm consciously trying to get that out also. It's the difference. Two people keep Tayag mitzvahs. One of them says, because the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave it to us at Sinai, or better, let's take three people. Let's compare it. One person says he keeps Tayag mitzvahs because Rebbeinu Shlomo gave it at Sinai, and he's spending his life building his kaima, being misamik and thinking about it. One person keeps it because he was given, that's it. And one person keeps Tayag mitzvahs because he understands it, and he knows and understands why it's all good. That person's an apikoiris. That person has no erech, his kima mitzvahs. The famous Rambam, if it's ayin mitzvahs, but no, he says in first halacha, if you keep ayin mitzvahs in erech, because you know it, if a person believes in chiyas ha-meisim because he understands it, all of these in yonim, if a person is mafkia, the bedrock of emunah and muskel rishon, then the whole binyan itself is worth nothing. So Nimrod and Avraham were zelum aseh in this nekuda exactly. The zelum aseh to Avraham wasn't a big Viking, you know, big hairy Viking whose das was carved to behemah. There wouldn't be a zelum aseh for that. He wouldn't be mentioned. He wouldn't have a name. Nimrod is a chashva name. To rebel there's a name to it. Nimrod was the person who wanted Avram's tfisa and not to have to be znizdakek to that core, to that yisoid of emuna. Akapanim, let's try to understand it. Negea to a ben Taira. So, obviously, a person who doesn't have the yisoid of emuna, people don't even say of emuna, and it's not a question do they believe this with that or that, the other thing. Those are things that are not that's irrelevant. For somebody, when we're talking about people who are in an olam of Torah, a person who believes that his das can test the validity of the core of Torah, who feels that Bechlali has a shaychus to dealing with the side of it, then that person, even if Lemaisa, he does everything he's supposed to do. And I want to say more than that. Even if the person comes up with Gevaldika Taimim to be mastic everything, but his side is that if he wouldn't come up with a Tam, then it wouldn't be justified. Then that person's is then everything is going to collapse l'maisa. Besides the fact that Bashe Husham, it's not Avram's Torah, it's standing on Blima, it'll implode because it can't be. There is no such thing that if it doesn't rest on something that's beyond me, that it has any key in what's mitzvahs. That half, don't think it's sonar geir baruch Hashem, but still in a big hashkafa to understand when somebody doesn't, when there's a sense that this person doesn't have the hachna of I don't know, to be able to take a mitzvah or an aveir that he doesn't know, doesn't understand, and say my seichel starts from this point onwards, and I recognize chayk is the place, is the bedrock of Torah, and if a person doesn't have that akara, then it's all worthless. Just hopefully the person does good things, they'll be a hero tshuva. But I want to talk about the second half of it. Somehow, we tend to think that doing everything, I mean, mekabel it because you're supposed to do it, and I believe in it, and it's good, and it's wonderful, is 90% of the kiyum. Fashteitzach, if you want to add more, pilpul, havana, tfisa, so on, you know, it's like a nice icing on the cake. That's what it is. But tachlis, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I believe in Teretz Emes, I've asked what I'm supposed to do, I do everything I'm supposed to do, and that's it. I'm Avram Avinu. I'm a Maimon like Avram. I'm the furthest thing from Avram. Avram's Emunah was there to redo Adam HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him and said, I will bring L'Aretz Asher Eka, and told him, So Einecho Re'ei. If a person doesn't have a she'ifa to understand, and understand as it really has no end to it, understanding the halacha, there's halachas. You're supposed to this, supposed to this. Where's it coming from? What's the shayrish the halacha? Why? What are the machlokes? How are the different ways to understand it? You know, the Torah is said to be maimon edim. The Torah is said to be maimon in isurim like this, in mamonos like this. What are the nemonos? How's it built? The havana and the tfisa, the re'iyah of Adam, that is what Adam is there for. It starts with emunah. When was chum is that the halacha that it says that we have, that's the emes. So just like a scientist, if he has data that he's not sure of, is can't do anything, is helpless. So if I'm not sure that these experiments taka came out the way they said it, it might have been fudged, or were careless, the machine was dirty, then I can't start. But now I have facts in front of me. So now is where chachma starts. And that's the ikumator of the emunah, is the re'iya, is the ashareka. It says, Kael Roy by Hogger said, Kael Roy. So it says she was rugged to base of Avraham Avinu where you would see the malachim. And it says before in places, Kael Roy means this was the God of Avraham was the God that was seen, that was visible. It's in Torah and it's in the Olam HaMitzvahs. What's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a huge world of mitzvahs? What's the big picture of those mitzvahs? What's the teichen of these mitzvahs? What's the teichen of the anhagas? The koyach ha'adam is to see everything. Once the world is in place, we can see everything. And a person doesn't have that tshuka and that drive and that his askos. He's missing everything. It's like a person buys a lot of land, builds very strong yesodis, like he was told to do, and then he goes home and maybe plays soccer on the field occasionally. I mean, what's the point of it? It's a bigger tragedy. Maybe the person in Pizizas built a building without proper yesodis, he was a ksil. The other person's not even the word ksil. You put in so much money, so much effort to build what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want sheep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam. An Adam that could see from one end of the other end of the world. But he needs to know where Adam starts and where it finishes. The whole Olam of Torah is to see. Pick up your eyes and look around. There's so much. It's such a big world. It's sometimes, I would say, when I used to teach Eshet Torah, there'd be some bachim could be there years, and they picked up whatever sefer they were assigned. They were assigned to learn this sif and shalosah, this and that. There were some that, what's this sefer, and what's this sefer, and when do you use this sefer, and that, and the other thing, and so on and so forth. Torah is huge and big, and there's so many alumnus. So yes, you have to go with a shtickel seder, and you have to go minakal lakaved, but that a person should have the sense that what's wanted of a person is to see and to understand and to understand himself. Until you don't inherit yourself, you know, it's not ru'iyah. If you say over things, that's shmir, that's not ru'iyah. When it clicks into place and you understand it, and your eyes light up, that's when you have ru'iyah. Avraham Avinu is the father of Klal Yisrael, and it's the father of it's the Yisoid of Klal Yisrael. The Yisoid of Klal Yisrael is a double Yisoid. It's emuna al menas to understand. It's emuna for the purpose of chachma and havana. The half of Avraham's life went going blind in emuna when there was no hetzitz alav, and then the Torah begins with the hetzitz al barbir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu projected himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promised him was, if you follow me blindly, I'll bring you la'aretz asher eka. I'll bring you to a world that's light, that's lichtik, that you can see, and that you can bring back the Tzuras Adam, where he could see for seif ha'olam at seif ha'olam. Shabbos. Yeah.